Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person calling?
Yes, good afternoon, Shireen. This is
Marvin
Fernando.
Thomas.
I have Marvin Thomas on the line.
Okay, thank you so much. You can transfer him over.
Thank you. He's on the line.
Okay. Hi, Marvin. Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
I'm cancer free now, thank God.
I'm happy to hear that. With that being said, I'm gonna try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it might be difficult to speak about, but I am gonna ask you all the required questions. A couple of them are repetitive, and I am required to ask them, so please bear with me. Do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you have?
The subtype, would that be like the B cell?
You have diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
And what month and year were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in August of 2018.
So about August 1st, 2018?
Yeah, August 30th, somewhere around there. Around the end of August.
So end of August, August 30th, 2018. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
And then where did you spray Roundup? Was that at home or at work?
At home.
Okay. And then do you remember the address of where you sprayed it?
Yeah, 6830 Brookview Lane.
You said Brookview Lane?
Sorry, Davenport, Iowa. Brookview.
Davenport, Iowa?
Yes, 5306.
Okay. Alrighty. And is that your current address as well?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and put that down. So I just want to confirm I have 6830 Brookview Lane in Davenport, Scott County, Iowa, zip code 52806.
Correct.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was around 52.
Okay. And how many years did you spray Roundup for?
Around 6.5 years.
About 6 years, okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. The following is going to be your past and present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you had HIV or AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
And family history of cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And who would it be and what kind of cancer did they have?
My father died of lung cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. Which you guys have been doing this then.
And you said that was lung cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. And then for your first name, I have Marvin spelled M-A-R-V-I-N.
Correct.
Okay, and your last name Thomas spelled T-H-O-M-A-S.
Correct.
And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior?
Yes, Junior.
Junior? Okay, so it's Marvin Thomas Jr.?
Correct.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Confirm what? What was that?
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Oh, I'm a male.
Thank you. And are you currently married?
Yeah.
Okay. And then can I get your full social security number?
3-4-6-7-2-1-6-5-8.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth?
8-22-66.
Oh, my birth is the day after you.
Is that right? The 23rd. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Same birthday as Kobe.
Birthday. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have the same.
Last day Leo.
Yeah, you're the last day of Leo season. You have the same birthday as LaMelo Ball.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
And then can I get your height and weight, please?
I'm 6 feet tall, 195 pounds.
Okay, thank you so much. And then can I get your email?
ThomasWorld4@yahoo.com.
You said ThomasWorld4?
Yeah, WORLD, the number 4@yahoo.com. Yeah, ThomasWorld4.
Okay, thank you. And then for your phone number, I have 331-276-1942.
Correct.
And is that your cell number or your home number?
That's my cell number.
Okay.
Number.
And then can I get your spouse's first and last name?
We separated, so I guess that wouldn't really make a difference. What do you still need it?
Okay. I believe I would still need it if you're currently married, yes.
Okay, it's Catherine Thomas.
Catherine with a K or a C?
With a C.
It's Catherine Thomas. And then can I get her phone number, please?
Oh, you changed it, and I don't know what it is.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and say, I'm not sure why it requires this, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. And then, how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
TV commercial.
TV commercial. And how long ago did you see that TV commercial?
Oh, that was, 2009.
Oh, so you saw
long. No. That was 2016. I'm sorry.
So it was before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And if you had to estimate the month, what would you put for the month?
If I was to update the month, I would say around June, July.
All right. So about June 1st, 2016 was when you saw that TV commercial, and that's when you realized, oh, you might kind of have cancer, and it might be because of Roundup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many times a year did you use Roundup? If you have to guess a number.
I used it 6 times. Six times
a year? Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what year and month did you start spraying Roundup?
That was April of 2009.
April 1st, 2009. And what year did you, what month and year did you stop spraying Roundup?
November 2015.
Okay. All right. So November 1st, 2015. And did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
I did not.
No? Okay. And then where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential? Do you have an estimate?
Residential. Yeah.
Do you have an estimate on how big the yard was? Or was it just the front yard, backyard, size of the yard?
Front yard, backyard, yeah. Front yard and backyard.
Okay, thank you. And then I just want to confirm the state that you used the product in was Iowa? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, residential?
Residential.
Okay. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly due to home landscaping?
Yeah.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes, I did.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every time.
Okay. And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to estimate a number?
Well, she said around 6-7 times a year for 6 years. Yeah, that would be about right. Because I use it about the same amount each year.
Mm-hmm.
36, I guess.
36 times? Okay.
Wait, 6 times 6.
What's 6 times 6 is 36.
Right. Okay.
Alrighty. And then do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one?
That was for, what was that for? Well, I don't know. It's, would fertilizer be considered a, that, what did you say, a herb or something?
Herbicide, yeah.
Herbicide.
But
that fertilizer wouldn't be a herbicide, would it?
Let me see. Fertilizer is not a type of herbicide, but that's what Google said.
Okay.
Herbicide.
Okay, well, no.
Yeah. So no?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. And then have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And then do you remember the store where you purchased the Roundup?
Yeah, it was Home Depot.
Home Depot. And then do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases? It's okay if not.
Ooh, that was so long ago. I would have to find it.
But at the moment, no?
I don't know that. I might have them.
Okay.
I really don't throw receipts away, but I'd have to take me a minute to search for it.
I'll put no for now. Do you happen to have any Roundup in your possession currently?
Oh, no.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do have any Roundup in your possession or any receipts, do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
And have you ever smoked?
Years ago.
Okay. And how many years did you smoke for?
I smoked for about 8 years.
8 years? Okay. And are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
Okay. And what branch?
Air Force.
Air Force, you said? Okay. And what kind of discharge did you receive?
Honorable.
Okay. And were you ever stationed at Tool Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay. And what are your dates of service?
From 785 to 989.
All right, thank you so much. And what do you remember your Veterans Administration number?
It's the same as my social.
Same as your social. Can you repeat it for me, please?
346-721-658.
And there's no dashes in that, correct? Correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
And then do you receive any VA benefits?
I do.
Okay. And have you been involved in any other lawsuit?
No.
And have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get
No, that was traffic.
Traffic? Okay.
That was traffic, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And then do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer and type of cancer? Or the diagnosis?
Yeah, it's at the hospital. Yeah.
Okay. But there is proof that it exists?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're almost done here. I do need to know, what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
It was Dr. Stuart Charles. I can't pronounce his last name. It's G-A-R-N-E-A-W, Garneau, I think.
Garneau? Dr. Stuart C. Garneau?
Garneau, that's right. Stuart Charles? Yeah, Stuart C. Garneau, yeah.
All right, and do you remember the facility where you were diagnosed? Was
yeah,
it Genesis Medical Center?
Cancer thing. Yeah, 1351 West Central Park Avenue in Davenport.
Okay, my computer just went really slow. Give me 1 second. I'm looking it up.
Okay.
So it's the Genesis Medical Center, Davenport, and West Central Park. Is that correct?
Correct.
And the address I have for that is 1351 West Central Park Ave in Davenport, Iowa, zip code 52804.
Correct.
Okay. And then do you have a phone number for your doctor?
I don't.
Okay. Let me see if I can find a phone number for him. All right, a phone number I have for him is 309-277-2900. Does that sound correct?
I guess that sounds about right.
Okay. All righty. And then is this the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your date of treatment?
It was September 2nd of 2018.
September 2nd, 2018. All right, thank you so much. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Did you receive a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or any other treatment?
Yeah, chemotherapy, radiation, and just the pain medication.
All right, thank you so much. And then how has your diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, wow, that was an experience that I don't want to have to repeat, that's for sure. Yeah,
again, I am super, super sorry to hear that you went through that.
Yeah, I had chest pains. I had shortness of breath. I had wheezing, feeling tired all the time. I could keep my weight up, and then I started coughing up blood.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better now. I hope nothing but the best for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. All right, so we're just about done. Just one last thing. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Not live with me.
Okay, and do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes, you do.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
My mother.
Okay. And can I get your mother's phone number, please?
It's 309.
309?
737.
737?
Uh-huh. 73. Yeah, 7503.
7503.
7528. I'm sorry. 7528.
7528. Okay. And then can I get her first and last name, please?
Ruth Thomas.
L-O-U?
No, R-U-T-H. Ruth.
Oh, R-U-T-H, Ruth. Thank you. Alrighty, so I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. Just make sure I have everything correct. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma around August 30th, 2018. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And you sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 6830 Brookview Lane in Davenport, Iowa, zip code 52806. And you sprayed Roundup for roughly around 6 years. And the type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you have is diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Good.
And your first and last name is Marvin Thomas Jr. Marvin spelled M-A-R-V-I-N. Last name Thomas spelled T-H-O-M-A-S space J-R.
Good.
And I have your social security number as 346-72-1658, and I have your date of birth as August 22nd, 1966.
Right.
And I have your height and weight as 6 feet, 195 pounds, and I have your email as thomasworld4@yahoo.com, and I have your phone number as 331-276-1942. And I have your spouse name as Catherine Thomas. You currently do not have her phone number right now.
Correct.
Okay. And you started spraying Roundup roughly around April 1st, 2009 and stopped spraying November 1st, 2015.
Correct.
And you sprayed it yourself at home.
Yes.
And you smoked for 8 years, and you were also in the military in the Air Force from July 1985 to September 1989 with an honorable discharge. And your VA number is 346-72-1658.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And then I have the doctor that diagnosed you and treated you as Dr. Stuart C. Garneau, and that is at Genesis Medical Center in Davenport, West Central Park. Address I have is 1351 West Central Park Ave in Davenport, Iowa, zip code 52804. And the phone number I have is 309-277-2900. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And then I have the date you were started your treatment as September 2nd, 2018. And you did chemo, radiation, and pain medication as treatment?
Correct.
And I have your current address of 6830 Brookview Lane in Davenport, Iowa, zip code 52806.
Correct.
And I have your emergency contact as your mother that does not live with you. Her name is Ruth, spelled R-U-T-H, last name Thomas, spelled T-H-O-M-A-S. Phone number I have for her is 309-737-7528.
Right.
And we do have permission to contact her?
Yes.
And then I just want to confirm, you sprayed Roundup in the state of Iowa, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. You just need to make sure everything is kind of spelled correctly. Give it a second. It is generating right now. So what I'll have you go ahead and do is put me on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents right now. All right. You should receive a text right now. It should say DocuSign on it, Mass Tort Strategies, and my name, Shireen. Did you receive it?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Review document.
So go ahead and click on that link.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is kind of click through the yellow buttons, and it's going to direct you to certain signatures. And if you have any questions, let me know, okay?
Let's start, right? And go. Why is it not letting me sign my name?
Were you able to figure it out?
They won't let me sign.
Huh. Try to refresh the page.
Okay, there we go.
Is it working for you now?
Yeah, it was until I got to the initials.
Huh, that's weird.
There we go again. Okay, now it's working.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. I just received it. All right, Marvin, with that being said, I do want to thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you being very patient with me on the phone. With that being said, I just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my main point of contact. So for any reason, if you need to reach me, that will be your main point of contact. If I need to reach you for any reason at all, I will contact you from that number. With that being said, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours. They just need to verify the case with you, which should take about 10 minutes or so. So be on the lookout for that call because they won't be able to start working on your case without speaking to you on the phone. If they don't reach out to you, I will contact you and transfer you over to them. But like I said, I do want to thank you so much for your time. I'm really happy to hear that you're doing better. And again, if you have any questions, you can contact me, or if you happen to bump into anyone that was affected by Roundup, you can send them my contact information. I'd be more than happy to help them, okay?
And what's your name again?
My name is Shireen.
I know, I just saw your email thing.
It's also going to be in the text as well. I put my name on the bottom of the text.
Yeah, I saw that, but I got out of it. I'm trying to save you. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Marvin.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.